Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America, and this is Live Talk. Of course, today it's Thursday, July 10th, 2014. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about a crippling strike by workers in Chitungwiza, and also threats by Harare City Council workers to embark on industrial action.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
I'm of the view that we must have a four-way discussion with our residents and ratepayers as one, our workers as two, our management as three, and the elected officials as four, so that all four sides put together their side of the story, so that there's an open city, everybody sees what is there, which take away any suspicion, any mystery around anything that is done at Kanto. Our ability to meet our service delivery obligations, our ability to meet our salary obligations.
Dambudziko, ririmu Zimbabwe nasi, rinoburikiriza ma companies, not necessarily chi ma kanzurani. Idambudziko, rakaunzwa, neve MDC, rinovariyo baturava sujaiti. Vakati nyika, kaive nama sanctions. Vachombo vaizama kubatsira vanhu.
Kutemuliwa general election mhlaka 21 July 2013. Kwaphuma isimemezelo sokuthi izikwerede zonke izakhamizi ebezilazo kumakhansili sezesuliwe. Ngatho ngaleso sikhathi I'm on record. Ngatho ukuthi ungeke wesula isikwerede ungafakanga ulutho. Ngatho ukuthi ngathi mina uhulumende kuhle ukuthi ubezwela abantu.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the growing crisis in the country's towns and cities.
Workers in Chitungwiza have been on strike, complaining that they've not been paid salaries backdating to 2013.
The industrial action has also paralyzed Gweru, and there are also threats by workers in Harare to embark on industrial action.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. 2077. Yeah, kungakunjalo ke foito.
Ngonguka Gibbs nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa matambudziko ari kuramba achikura ari mumadhorobha umo. Tiri kuziva kuti madhorobha mazhinji enyika akutadza kubhadhara vashandi, haasingotadza kubhadhara vashandi chete asi arotadza kuwanisa vanhu zvinhu zvakakosha muupenyu zvakaita semvura. Ivo vemakanzuro vari kuti hurumende haisi kubhadhara zvikwereti, vemakambani havasi kubhadhara zvikwereti, vagariwo havasi kubhadhara zvikwereti, asi vamwe kuchema-chema kuti chinonyanya kunetsa mumakanzuru inyaya dzehori, nekuti unoona vakuru vakuru kana kuti hatingati mamaneja aya vachitenga zvikakarara zvemotokari zvatiri kuona muHarare, asi vashandi vasina mvura ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kunzi zviri kunetsa. Nokudaro tinoda kuti tivhiye nyaya iyi tione kuti chii chapa kuti musoro uteme, Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo ke Blessing, sizwile kakhulu ukuthi khona ngale eChitungwiza kungani kule nkinga kakhulu. Simile ukuthi abasebenzi sebehlale kakhulu bengazuzi iholo. Nxa umuntu engazuzi iholo, Blessing, kutsho ukuthi vele kuyabe sole nkinga inkalakatha, ngoba uyehluleka ukwenza yonke into ofuna ukuyenza endlini. Labantwana babe khangele wena phela besithi phela ubaba uzabisa okunye, kumbe umama uyabuye phethe okunye sikufunayo. So ke sizwa njalo lokuthi eHarare labo abasebenzi bathi izisebenzi zithi lazo sezibona ukuthi uma umsebenzi ungcono. Kodwa sizwile ke abanye bethu bekhuluma lo Bernard Manyenyeni, yena ngumeya, sithi hayi asihlaleni phansi sikhulumeni sibone ukuthi ungathiwani. Kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi ke abaqhatshi yibo phela abahola imali ngengwani, Blessing, ukuthi imali emangalisayo nxa uyajama $139,000 ngenyanga, omunye umuntu engazuzi i-cent, kutsho ukuthi lapha kule nkinga inkalakatha. So sifuna ukuzwa ngabe ukuthi bathini ngodaba lolu.
And of course I think we have our first guest, Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu. Of course he's a member of ZANU-PF, but he's speaking on in his personal capacity, not the party spokesperson. Let's emphasize that. And we also have the former deputy local government minister, Mr. Cecil Rizai. He's a member of the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change formation led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. Let me start with you, Mr. Rizai. Why are there all these problems in the country's councils? Mr. Rizai? We might be having a technical problem there. Mr. Chirumanzu, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm still there.
Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Chirumanzu, we are, of course, talking about the growing crisis in the country's cities and towns. What is causing all this friction?
Well, I think it is not to every Zimbabwean that, you know, they have been wooed by the MBC that, you know, if sanctions were going to be imposed, then the economy will paralyze. This is exactly the situation right now. And this is why the Zim asset, the economic revival plan for Zimbabweans by ZANU-PF, led by President Robert Mugabe, that if in the future we are not going to have problems like this, what it means, the economy has to be in the hands of Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. You'll find that most of these companies that are closing down today, these are companies that were, you know, or are still owned by foreigners. By foreigners, I mean whites. So what these guys are simply doing, it is a deliberate move so that the economy must, you know, bleed. And at the end of the day, the workers are going to revolt against the government. But however, I want to, you know, applaud what Manyenyeni, the current mayor of Harare, is trying to do, to sit down with the workers, the management, and the executives to make way out. I think he is going to knock sense to his council, that is the councillors who are on MDC ticket, to say, look, guys, what we have been pondering, what the sanctions we have asked outside, this is the repercussion.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chirumanzu. Please do stay on the line. I think we have Mr. Rizai. We are having problems with his phone. I hope Mr. Rizai, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Of course, Mr. Chirumanzu has said all this boils down to one issue, Gibbs, sanctions. And your take on that assessment?
Well, I mean, as I said before, ZANU-PF has to take responsibility, accept that they are ruling, accept that they've got all the tools that are relevant, that are required to improve the quality of life of the people of Zimbabwe. But they are failing because they are too greedy, because there is too much corruption, because this administration is so clueless. It actually rewards corruption. It's the only regime that I know that rewards corruption.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, who else do you have?
I think we're joined now, blessing, by Mr. Ambrose Sibindi, who is a member of the Progressive Bulawayo Residents Association. Mr. Sibindi, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, viewers, and how are you?
Thank you very much, Mr. Spindy, for joining us. Now, tell us, what do you think about these strikes, you know, in urban areas?
Well, what I can say is that it is clear that the economy is just a country sniff. And when we're talking about the economy melting down, obviously, it's clear that the government that is in power at the moment has totally failed to manage the economy. And it is very clear that we need to look at the history. In 1990, we know that the government introduced the ESAP, Economic Structure Adjustment Programs, and there were a lot of voices saying, no, this program will not work because there's failed work in some other countries worldwide. But the ZANU-PF government went on to impose that program on people. And to tell the truth, since that time up to this time, the economy has been going down each time. So it is clear that when people are pushed to the limit, obviously we know that people start reacting. That is the reason. For instance, you think of what happened in Zambia in the 80s. We saw workers going on strike, and we even saw the workers looting. They even went out of their way. And at the moment, in local authorities, we have a situation whereby workers are going to work every day, but they're not being paid. And the reason is that the local authorities are operating in an economy that is not good, that is not sound, because the government has said put up good policies that will promote local authorities moving forward. So this is the main challenge that we are really facing. And more so, before independence and a few years into independence, government was giving grants to local authorities. At the moment, that is not happening. Obviously, when the government doesn't support the local authorities, which we believe they are part of the local government, you are bound to see these things happening. And the most unfortunate thing is that the workers are the ones who are suffering. And I want to totally concur with what Mrs. Zai was saying. The other issue is corruption. We have had situations whereby some executives within local authorities pay themselves the tune of over $30,000 a month, some $16,000. And they're surely in that situation, how do you expect the local authority to survive? And you find that the same workers who are doing the don't work are paid just around $200 a month. And that's corruption. That is the reason why there are all these strikes.
Thank you so much. Vachiri manzwa zviri kutaurwa nevamwezve. Kana nyaya iri kunetsa apa ndeyekuti tiri kuona se tikatarisa zviri kuitika muHarare zvekuti guta rakapuwa mari inosvika iyo 144 million chikwereti ichi chakabva kuChina. Asi kusvika pari zvino hapana munhu anoziva kuti matems echikwereti chacho akamira sei, mari yacho ichadzoserwa sei, nekuti vakuru vekanzura havasi kuda kupa makanzura AMDC yacho amuri kutauraya kuti chibvumirano chacho chakamira sei. Poti mvura yacho isati yatanga kugaiwa muHarare oona kuti vanhu vatotanga kutenga motikari dzimwe dziri kunzi dzinosvika kuma 8 million. Hapana dambudziko here ipapa vachirumanzi?
Dambudziko riripo. Tiri kuti Harare yacho iyoyo iri under the control of AMDC.
Vachirumanzu meya weHarare akati arida kuita ongororo.
Saka tsangira ari kuti kudini napamusoro pechitungwiza. The same applies to Bulawayo. You get my point? Saka you see the management kune chinhu chinonzi delegation. You cannot expect the head of state kuti vazive chii chiri kuitika kuBulawayo. Yeti kuna minister, kuna secretary, vana meya, ma executives acho and so on. You see, saka ndo basa ravo rokuita zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo. Saka tisada kuti government ye ZANU PF kana kuti ZANU PF as a party ndo ine problem. Problem iriko kuvani iyeyu zvidzai iyeyu as a member of parliament. Kuparliament ikoko vanobvumirana kuti kupini. You get my point? Zvinei ne ZANU PF government izvozvo. And dzimwe mari dzinotaurwa kuti pane nyaya dzecorruption and so forth. We need to understand kuti these councils dzinoweka sei. They come up with their own rules and the regulations of governing those towns. You get my point? As in a inner minister, zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo.
Asi mubvunzo wangu ndewekuti
vagadzira kuti kukanzura tengai mapini. Do you expect the minister kuti ati no look tengai mutsairo ma street? Varume, ngati vei serious if we want to solve the problems.
All right, regai timbodzure vazvidzai. Hanzi imi veMDC ndimi muri panyanga kumakanzuru. Zviri kufamba sei?
Well, we are, but you know that corruption in the local authorities is protected by Minister Chombo. And it's the purveyors of corruption are the staff, Panamahats, who get themselves huge amounts of money, big allowances, including obscene allowances, and they are protected by Minister Chombo. the mayor of Harare suspended the Mahashi for impropriety, and the next morning he was reinstated together with the Katundu that he had stolen from council. This government, this said that the new constitution demands and allocates 200 million to local authorities, but we have got a rogue bandit government that doesn't respect its own constitution, and they have not transferred the 200 million to the local authorities, celebrating failure, hoping that it will cause loss of votes to the MDC. But they backstopped with Mugabe, they backstopped with Chombo.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we'll come back to you, gentlemen, and ask you also, Mr. Zidzai, why, if your mayors have no power, why are they still in those positions and receiving money from those same residents and not doing nothing and not stepping down? And of course, Mr. Chirumanzu, we still want an answer as to this issue of the Harare loan. But we are going to take a short break with you, gentlemen. We'll be back in a bit. So please do stay on the line because we just want to announce, Gibbs, that we will be from next week introducing a new program on Thursday that will be dealing with women's issues exclusively.
Breaking news, Blessing. The news will be broken by none other than Praxitis Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have her here so that she can tell us what the women's program is all about. So stay tuned there in Zimbabwe. We're coming back in shortly.
Live Talk is an hour-long radio and television program in English, Shona, and Ndebele.
The Women's Forum is a response to a call from our own listeners.
Madzimai Eko Studio 7, achitaura nemi.
Women issues need to be covered in depth. This is an opportunity to women to interact and share ideas.
For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And of course, tonight we are talking about the growing crisis in the country's towns and cities with workers embarking on industrial action. And of course, we have three guests. We have lined up Mr. Ambrose Sivindi from the Blawai Residents Association, Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu, and also Mr. Cecil Zidzai. Gentlemen, like I said, please stay on the line. We just want to introduce a new program, Gibbs.
Yes, and our new program that is coming up next week on women. I know that women sometimes phone here, but we would want them to phone every day.
Exactly.
So that they can dominate the show. I was looking at the statistics here, Blessing. Women are more than men, and in any country, women are so many. In Zimbabwe, for example, there are roughly about 6,780,700, meaning that if we add one, we have Miss Jeremiah Prasetis. She's going to be the head of that kind of women's roundtable. Miss Jeremiah, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's good to be with you here. So tell us, can you greet Zimbabweans?
I'm so excited that we're starting this new program. This program is solely for women. We want, VOA has realized that there are not so many women that call in to this program or any other program for that matter. So we've come up with this program, and I'm so excited about it. It's going to start next week. The program's title is Women's Roundtable. We're going to discuss so many things. It's called Women's Roundtable. Asihluzeni bomama ngatikurukurei madzimai. It's solely to provide a platform for frank and open discussion on matters which are really of interest to women. I'm also a woman, remember? So there are so many women who have wrote to us through the WhatsApp, our WhatsApp, Studio 7 WhatsApp, mm-hmm. through our personal WhatsApp, through the social media on our Facebook, where we interact mostly mm-hmm. On the Global Village. So we've listened to that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've actually taken a day off from Live Talk, mm-hmm. The mainstream, mm-hmm. to talk solely about women's issues.
Mm. So we'll be hosting it. Will we be invited, Gibbs?
No, no, you're not a woman.
So, okay, so we're not being invited.
Who are the
ones? We are actually pushing you off on that particular day. So these
and we'll
are
be hosting?
I'll be hosting. Marvelous Nyawuye Mhlanga, Mhlanga Nyawuye, Standekile Mhlanga, Sandra Nyaira will be all helping each other in choosing topics, in inviting topics from you women, and we'll be just discussing.
Do you have anything in mind? Ugula kukona, ola kwenye ngondo, nti, liki kari sangela ngalang kona, nila ilabu zanli, shaya kakulu, lewe chanpo.
Ay, ukuchela kungichu.
Aha.
Melela.
Abantu bathiye sibili kha.
Bathiye indle. Izinto ezizasikhuluma lapha kuhlelo lwethu lolu esiluqalisayo ngeviki ezayo. Uhlelo asilihluzeni, asihluzeni indaba kumama. Lapha sikhanyele ukuthi sizabe sihluza indaba eziqondane labo mama. Akula okwabesilisa la. Sikhuluma ngokwabo mama ukuthi siphakamisane. Empilweni. Kungaba kuse ekuqaliseni amabhizimusi, kungaba izinhlelo zokuzithuthukisa, kungaba izinhlelo ezemsebenzini, kungaba izinhlelo zangekhaya, konke lokho vele sizaphatha ngakho. Kungabe kuse kuzombuswazwe in leadership, zonke izinto zona lezo vele sizazibamba bamba. Vele sizaxubanisa konke. Sikhulume ngokuqondane lo mama ngoba sifuna ukuphakamisa umama abe lelizwi
tichitaura nechishona mungati zvicha izvo zvamunenge muchitarisa uye ndanani vamuri kuda kuti vange vachiridza nare pachirongwa chenyu
chirongwa ichi chakanangana nemudzimai namai ndosaka tati ngatikurukurei madzimai chirongwa ichi tinenge tichibatsirana ini nechikwata changu Marvelous Mhlanga Nyawuye Sandra Nyaira Standekile Mhlanga TSAT nerimwe rine zuva ndofunga tichadaidza kana tatenda semusikana wechidiki akuda kuenda kuchidzimai saka zvinhu zvakawanda zvatinenge tichitaura nezvazvo muchirongwa ichochi ngatikurukurei madzimai tinoda kuti tinyatsobata bata and tinoda kukudzingai mustudio kuti tiwane kutaura zvakanaka takasununguka uye tinoda kupa madzimai izwi ravo because vari kuramba vakadzvanyirirwa tinoona kana tichitaura kana tichitaudzana isusu pachezvedu pa WhatsApp kana tichitaura pachezvedu pa Facebook tinenge tichitaura tichiita hurukuro ukatarisa pamadandaro akasiyana siyana aripo pa Facebook unoona mathreads acho kuti anenge akareba sei anenge achitosvika kana kuma 300 tichitaura nezve issue yatinenge tichitaura nezvayo saka izvozvo ndozvatinoda kutora kubva kuma social networks kunana Facebook kunana Twitter tichizvibvisa ikoko tichizviunza pano pa radio kana kuti pa radio on TV.
So ino mama abakhuluma kulezi nsuku kuti ziri kufaya. Kuini kunoku? Ziri kufaya, ziri kufaya. So lani ndave siti ziri kufaya ki.
Tinenge tichifaya ipo pano pa
studio. Chela vantu piche, chela vantu. Yeah. So kwabe kufiwa pe.
Tinotone mutereri atoripo mudzimai wanhasi. Mumwe wemadzimai akatitaurira tikateerera kuti tinoda kunge tichitaura nema issues emadzimai. Precious ari ku South Africa tinokugamuchira muchirongwa.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hey.
Magadi madzimai.
Ndiri Magadi.
Hey, watiripo edu. Ndimi mweya vakatinyorera kuti izvo munoda chirongwa ichi chemadzimai. Zvii chaizvo zvamuri kutarisira kuti tinge tichitaura nezvazvo.
Tinongotarisira kuti tive tichingokurudzirana kuve tichikwanisa kubata mabasa eku emaoko lekuita maproject ndingoita zvinhu zvakangosiyana siyana kuti tikwanise kurara
kuti tichinge tichipana mazana. Kwete zvekuswera tichitukirirana aiyo asi zvinhu zvekusimudzirana.
Kwete zvekuswera tichitukirirana nekunyeyana zvakashata kutokwanisa kutoita mabhizinesi kutoita zvinhu zvemaprojekti ndo zvinhu zvakatonaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Tinotarisira kuti svondo rinouya tinenge tiri tese muchirongwa chedu chekutanga sezvo murimi vanhu vatitsigira uye vatikurudzira kuti isusu wose madzimai eStudio 7 tinge tichikwirirawo tichinge tichionekawo tichimisidzana nana Gibbs nana Blessing kuti tinozvigona izvi.
Kuyapiwa pelela mapinji asi chova mama chova sport.
Natenda hangu Precious. Munokwanisa kutiwana paFacebook, paVOA Studio 7, kana kuti paWhatsApp number ndodzinoti 202-465-0318. Inombolo lezi, kuWhatsApp, kutext message, ku-202-465-0318. Lonke likhululekile, lilakho njalo ukusithola kuFacebook, kuVOA Studio 7.
Siyabonga Thathenda. Of course, we will invite again PJ in the second half of the show so that we can continue with this discussion. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. Of course, our main topic tonight is on the state of affairs in the cities. But we had also taken this a break to talk about an exciting program titled, it's going to be called Women's Round Table to be introduced every Thursday. Let's just take a listen, Gibbs. What this is all about, the program.
Live Talk is an hour-long radio and television program in English, Shona and Ndebele.
The Women's Forum is a response to a call from our own listeners.
Madzimai Eku Studio 7, achitaura nemi.
Women issues need to be covered in depth.
This is an opportunity to women to interact and share ideas.
Once again, thanks for joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And now we are continuing with our discussion with the men, of course.
Yeah, with the men. But lapa tina siyafisa ukuthi even labo mama befone. Women phone call now, and then we discuss some of these issues, and you can be giving us your views on the women's agenda. This round table. Yeah, okwamanje ke nxa ngabuyela kuwe Baba Spindi kumbe siqale sithathe ikhola. Bona zansi le khola kathi lokho ibambile lapho Blessing. Ikhola yankolo ngazani ucingo so manelo waqhumeka mfowethu. Yey, Baba Sibindi khona?
Ngona.
Yey, ngamafutshane nje ngiyakunika 1 minute. So ubona ngazani ke emadolobheni lapha kumele kwenziweni. Ukwenza ukuthi izisebenzi zingajoni zitshaya itoyitoyi.
Well, okuyiqiniso ukuthi emadolobheni sikhayele ukuthi kube lokudlelwana obuhle phakathi kwama-councillors abangama-police makers nohulumende. Kanti esihlupho esilinazela into esihluphayo yukuthi phakathi kuyalwisana phakathi kwezanu-P F lamakhansla ze-MTC nga. And ama-residents bona bayakubona ukuthi amadinzi amaningi ayenza kuhluphana. Abantu bayahluphana bayafuqana. Bathi baya nga kusilwa inkunzi ezimbili abantu abadibekayo butshani. Utshani lapha nje ama-residents lezisebenzi. So kusho ukuthi engxenye amaphandla amabili bananzelele ukuthi nxa sesikhuluma ngezinto ezikhayela esipili local government sezikhayela abanazincedise zithuthukise isigaba sethu emadorobheni la, abake bakhohlwe bethiya lama-political decisions kodwa bananzeli ukuthi kufanele benze izinto ezisiza ngoba abantu futhi siwakhole ngaphona fanele ba-consult abantu ama-residency babantu ababhadala ama-race ukuthi bathuthukise idorobha. Njalo sesicela ukuthi engxenye layo uhulumende anga-interviewi kakhulu especially umyenzi we-local government.
Kodwa
okunye abanika ama-towns ama-grantana babanika kudaluza ama-drop up.
Ye, bamba khona apho Spend bamba ungayika njani.
Of course, Mr. Zidzai, Mr. Chirumanzu and Mr. Sibindi, please do stay on the line. I think we also have a caller vagaradi rambai muri paronare. We are just taking a
tigrinya kwangwa srititi karbal banya bakul salam danado
danado.
The Voice of America.